Hi,
Okay.
Gia.
Hi, Keisha.
Right on cue, my dog started to moan. I want to apologize in advance if you hear moaning in the background, everyone. It's Miffy. I don't know what the cause of tonight's moaning is.
Miffy is a dog.
She's not my lover. She's a dog. A little doggy. Yeah. She's getting a little old.
And she had a little procedure today, and so she's kind of
She's a little woozy. I'm wondering, like, if a dog could have a headache from having anesthesia or something like that.
Probably.
You know? Yeah.
Probably. So,
poor little girl. But
I was great after the anesthesia.
Oh, we know. We know that, Gia. You like to take the nap, don't you?
The big nap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, not the big nap. I don't want to take the big nap.
Not yet.
Yeah, I was made for addictions, I think.
Oh, God, me too. Mine's just sugar, though, mostly. Which is just as bad as anything else, really. When you
get right
down to it. Yeah.
Yes. But anyway, luckily, our addiction to General Hospital is what saves everything else.
Very smooth, Gia. Very nicely done. It sure is. Yeah. Yeah. You know, hospital for the last few days,
it's been a downer.
I would say so. It feels like there was a lot of material to work with, and they did work with some of it, you know. But then you have like the contrast of the interesting stories, and then there's like Alexis trying to get Professor Boy, acting like there's some urgency to this whole thing, and it's like, who gives a shit? If he wants the job, he can take the job. If he doesn't,
leave
him alone.
I felt bad for them. I thought like they were, that scene was like the sad, sorry stepchild of the whole episode, you know? And I thought they must know how sucky that story is. And
I would rather they just talked about like anything. You know, just forget about the job.
Like the last time they went to the dentist or something.
Yeah, sure. Sure. That would be more interesting. So that's a little baffling to me why they would sort of try to,
and why they keep going with that guy and Alexis when there really isn't much there.
No, there's not.
No. Yeah. I mean, try him with somebody else, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know either, Gia.
I was way more excited about Harmony and Alexis.
I know you were. I was just thinking that you want that to happen still.
We didn't really talk about Harmony in the dream, the heaven dream. That's kind of going back. Or maybe we did.
I think you expressed your love for her.
I know, but I do love Harmony. But
And we established that you have a type, remember?
Yeah. She was a little bit evil. She was a little bit evil in that dream.
She was very evil. She was trying to
and
take
that's not
Willow
like a
from
person who's in heaven, you know.
No, she's apparently not in heaven.
I guess that really is just Alexis's Willow's brain.
Right.
That's her interpretation of what her mother is still manipulating her from the great beyond.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Anyway. But yeah, I agree. I spot on with your analysis of the Alexis scene. I was like, what are they doing here? And then there was some other stuff that went on that was huge that I felt was a little bit rushed.
Yeah, right. I don't know if they feel like they got to throw Alexis a bone every now and then and let her have a scene. You know what? We don't know what the terms are, you know, but either give them something more interesting or leave them be, I guess, or draw them into these interesting storylines somehow.
Right. Like make her somehow need to give advice to Elizabeth because she used to be a lawyer. I don't know. I don't know. I guess their paths don't cross really naturally.
It was a little more interesting actually when Finn came to talk to Alexis, right?
Yeah. Right, that's true. She did get drawn in a little bit, I guess.
A little bit, yeah. And I thought that was kind of like their chemistry, and not that I want them to be a couple or anything, but I like how they kind of play off each other. She becomes a little more like the Alexis, I think, that I like.
Yeah.
You know, when she's talking to Finn.
I do like the shelf system behind her with the with the like sort of weird torn gold leaf or something, and how do you say the phrase objet d'art?
Objet d'art. Yeah, I think that's about
is
right.
Is it dart, like a dartboard?
Dart. Well, it's like a D apostrophe.
I know, but do you
dart.
Why I'd rather that? objet d'art.
Yeah, I don't think I can. I don't have like the delicate.
Can you work in a rolling R or something? Or
yeah, whatever. But you like that?
Yeah. Well, that's what I find myself looking at while they're talking.
You drift on about,
you know, you must be write my editorials and.
Oh God! And then you like at the back of it all, you're like, print is dead. I mean, the media, you know, it's like.
I know.
Whatever they're doing, even though they have their little Invader website or whatever, you know, it still feels like yesterday's news.
Maybe if they stressed more how many online readers they have or something and made it.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe. But yeah, I think that all the time. And when people like are moaning and pissing and moaning about it, and it kind of reminds me of the people that are like, yeah, and the kids today don't even know how to write cursive, you know. And
well, that is true.
I know all this other shit that you couldn't do in a million years.
I know. That is also true. Yeah.
And I don't know. I just think, well, probably keyboarding is, and anything to do with technology is going to be way more important in their life than cursive.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Gia.
But anyway.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I've enjoyed.
Or like when online are posting memes about, I'm glad I grew up without a cell phone or whatever. It's like you're posting that on your phone.
You know, idiots.
You dumb old idiot. But anyway, okay. Sorry, go ahead. I just had to let that out.
Yeah, that's okay. This is a safe space, Gia.
We hope.
There's probably a file growing somewhere at some government office.
Yeah.
Tracking like some big loser file in a loser room.
Loser file.
Those two are at it again.
Yeah. Losers.
I was going to say that I'm enjoying Sonny in his current role as just the sort of soft-spoken presence in the halls of the hospital.
Yeah,
I think he's showcasing the real upside of being a mobster. The schedule
like all the
kind of allows
time.
You, to just. Hang
as
out wherever you need to
family
be.
Family leave days as you need, especially with
it's a very, very relaxed policy. Yes, quite progressive, really.
Yeah, and I like the rich person lifestyle that allows you to be like, oh, there's my child, and it's like, oh, it's so wonderful.
Yeah,
you know, you don't really have to keep track of him. Just like, we have a little mommy daughter time. It's like, well, who the hell's been taking care of you?
Yeah, she was in a pod somewhere.
Yeah.
Plenty of oxygen and food, so don't worry.
The children are all important in the storyline, but they don't really actually have to think about them 24/7
like regular
parents would.
That's right. Yeah, usually they're just a wrench thrown in everyone's plans.
Yeah. Yeah. Or they got to figure out who their parents really are.
Yeah, that's always a struggle. I do think little Donna is very cute, and she does look like Sonny.
She does, yeah. Not a bit like Carly, but a little bit like
Sonny. Yeah. Yeah. So she's cute. Let's see.
What else you got?
Well, you know, like, I mean, we'd had some Scotty, but not enough.
Yeah, I liked his glasses.
I like the tinted glasses.
He like, acts like he has a stiff neck, but I think it's just an affectation that's part of his acting, you know?
Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he does always seem like he's pulled a muscle or something.
Yeah, like it's a weird posturing when he's talking.
Just got off a horse, maybe.
Yeah, could be.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had like some huge things happen that I think we kind of thought it was going to happen with Nicholas, but I wasn't certain about that. But I think we're pretty certain now that Nicholas is dead. Right?
You think so? I
You think they're going to go back to look for him in the body?
And he's not going to be there. Well, I needed to see Austin get into that closet and check to be sure he was dead. And we didn't have that.
And we did not see that. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was all. It was strange, you know, how usually somebody will hide a big secret like that for way longer than you need them to. But in this case, like, immediately.
Was right out there. Yeah. Austin was there. And Austin instantly accepted the role of. That was what I was talking about when I thought what I thought was rushed. I thought the killing scene itself was kind of rushed.
Right, right.
And then Austin coming in and all of that just being kind of and I know Avis, maybe it's just her practical nature, but I kind of wanted to see her tearing her hair and ripping her clothes and having a meltdown over Nicholas being dead.
Yeah, I think she definitely would have been grieving and completely overwrought if she
I wanted to see a little over the top reaction, but he just went right into practical mode, which I don't know, maybe that's the way she is, I guess, but I just thought their intense love affair would have warranted a little more gnashing of the teeth and
definitely
screaming at the heavens, and I didn't get a good look at the statue, like which one was it, a sharp pointy kind of thing?
I think it had like a squarish base, but she really would have had to put some muscle
into it,
him in just the right spot,
a
soft spot on his skull.
Well, that's a bummer for that actor too, to just come in and do those couple of weird days. And
unless he's not dead,
you're leaving the door open for not.
I'm leaving the door open, and also like there was a lot of teasing that Mason was going to be there on the island somewhere, right?
And so
it looked
Mason,
like he was heading over there, but,
So there's some blackmail possibilities, but that would happen if he were dead.
Right, right. And maybe he didn't go over to the island. I don't know, because I don't think there's a lot of boats going back and forth. So I don't know how Austin would have.
It seems like people can pop in pretty easily.
They do. It always seemed like when they talked about the launch that there was like one boat.
But yeah. Mm.
I don't know. Maybe these guys have their own little speeding boats going back and forth.
I kind of wonder if Victor will, you know, Victor could have come across an injured Nicholas and spirited him away. Or a dead Nicholas and also taken him away just for leverage purposes of some kind or something.
Just like keep the body on ice in case he needs to trot it out sometime.
Yeah. Or something. I don't know, but I could see Victor being mixed up in it somehow.
But
you're right. Yeah, that would be a moment if they go back to where the body was and it's gone. We don't know what'll happen there. But anyway, I thought he got kind of offed without much ceremony, and then
I was also thinking that the previous Nicholas wouldn't have said something like he was going to take Avery. You know, that seemed like that wouldn't have.
Yeah.
His character, but somehow this Nicholas, it did
Nicholas
seem like he was capable of that, you know?
Yeah.
So it's strange. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Geez.
Yeah. He seemed much meaner and more sinister or something.
Yeah.
Of course, he's been driven right over the edge. So,
And I liked how Austin seemed to have gone right from Spoon Island into the hospital. Looking kind of ragged, you know.
Yeah.
And having to
back in doctor mode,
right? Yeah. Like looking all scruffy, you know, like he probably was wearing the same clothes as he was the day before, you know. And yet there he is, like
hauling dead bodies around.
Yeah, one of the two doctors in the hospital on that day.
Yep. So. And an important role there in the Willow storyline, kind of, I guess.
Yeah. I also would like to, this is just sort of bookkeeping, but I would like to know that every single member of the family has been tested as a possible donor. I would think
more of just the town in general would have
been, you know,
the outpouring of like, oh my gosh, this young woman, we need everybody.
Yeah, because
why is Liesl just now going, oh my God, I could get tested.
Right, right. Well, like, and it, for so long it was a secret, and then they pinned all their hopes on Nina.
Yeah.
And then the stem cell. So I don't know if everybody's, you know, bothered to get tested.
And once again, they weren't very upfront about the stem cell having the downside of maybe not,
right. And they're just doing it like on a need to know basis, I guess.
No Googling has happened, you know.
No, maybe they don't have Google in Port Charles.
What would they have instead?
No. Bing? If they have Bing, they're in big
trouble. They did used to have something when they talk about, was it on there that they talk about Facebook, but it, they called it
and when they do searches, it's like spider web or something like that.
Yeah, spider cam or spider man or you're right. Right. I forget who it was that would be using stuff like that. Maybe Spinelli anyway, it seems unlikely to me that if you have a medical condition of any sort that's you're in the hospital for you, you're going to be looking it up. And she's a nursing student, you know, she would have known that it's possible that there weren't enough or, you know, he maybe seemed like the only person who did know anything about it. And I'm like, why wouldn't Michael have looked stuff up? Why would, you know, you'd be, you'd have made yourself like an honorary doctor at that point.
Yes, I think you're right.
Or I would have anyway.
Yeah. Well, you already are a bit of a doctor.
Pretty much.
I know that's what your doctors like, think kind of when they see you.
Deputized, you know, deputized in a moment of need to,
A moment of need. What, whose need?
Mine.
oh dear. Then we shift over. I guess this was kind of before most of the drama of today. At the Savoy, all the pre-wedding hijinks.
Not enjoying Portia in this role.
squealing and acting like a teenager, and
clapping her hands together. You know,
It's just a weird way to take that character, I think.
I know. Are they asking her to do that?
I don't know.
You think, or is that her interpretation of a blushing bride? Like you just, no matter your age, you act like a giddy.
Like you have not a care in the world.
Bobblehead. You know?
Yeah.
It's awful.
Right. And I don't know if these guys, if her dad and her brother are going to be like recurring characters.
Yeah, they knew.
They
kind of implied something about the brother being
like he might be bad news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody caught that. Like he went his own way. Like what? What are you talking about?
Oh, he's a criminal.
Yeah. You're not a doctor. You're a criminal. I didn't know what was going on there. I did like the end of the scene. They had like Curtis and Curtis and Trina doing some kind of boogie and
that
looked pretty fun.
Yeah, and Spencer coming in and just lurking in on them a little bit. I thought his scene with Victor, I thought Spencer, his lines were really good. You know, I thought that was his.
Yeah, I can't really remember, but
he was just sort of making the case against Nicholas, against bringing him back into the family and stuff and all that. It just seemed like he was
not to worry now.
Right. Well, and then I thought, wow, if he did actually hear that Nicholas was dead, I think he would immediately be sad. Don't you think?
Spencer.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be some serious remorse. Well, hopefully.
Yeah, and poor Laura going around.
I feel so bad for Laura, like looking for, you know.
Yeah.
Ava's going to have to get a hold of his phone and send a few messages to
throw everybody
off the trail, you know.
Yeah.
And she's laid the groundwork now that he's left. But
right. I was thinking that she, when she was talking to Laura, she's kind of done to Laura what Ryan did to her, you know. Taking away her child.
Are you there? Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, I had to think for a minute.
Kiki, Kiki.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know he's a grown man and everything, Nicholas is, but still, you know.
Well,
he acts like a punk.
Yeah. And he pretended to be dead for years, and now, like, so it's kind of crying wolf, you know, now
yeah.
he's going to really be dead. And
yeah.
And nobody
will believe
it. You are not.
You know, they'll just start poking him with stuff.
Yeah.
Wake up.
But yeah, I did feel terrible for Laura because,
yeah.
Yeah, she would be frantic after the conversation they had, and then.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. Ava's already screwed up because Elizabeth is like, what the, why, what do you?
Right, right. Yeah. She
played her hand already a little bit.
Nicely put. Yeah. Yeah.
But I thought her hair looked very nice. Past
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
That's the takeaway there. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people coming and going. And
yeah. And Elizabeth, what do you think Elizabeth should do? Go to the cops or
her head is spinning now. I think, that's a tough one. I think she should talk to Scotty, like really lay it all out there, maybe. And
but then, like, we've almost got half the town that knows what the hell's going on.
Right, yeah, pretty much.
At some point, this is going to get out just because of the sheer number of people she's told at this point.
Right, right. And so say then the cops go search Spoon Island. I mean, Ava's going to, she's got to move the body if there's a body, right?
Right, right. So what do they... I don't know. Is maybe there's blood on the carpet or something. We didn't even really... That scene was so rushed. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
I don't feel like I know enough about that death.
Right, right, right.
Potential
death.
Yeah,
and head wounds bleed a lot.
Bleed a lot. That's what they say.
Yeah, that is what they say.
I don't know if that's true. I've never had a head wound particularly. Have you?
I've had stitches in my head a couple of times.
What did you do?
I fell once and hit my chin.
Drunk.
No. Drunk.
Sure. Yeah.
Oh dear. And then when I was younger, I also like hit my head, like right on the top of my head, and I think got a few stitches, but I don't remember a lot of blood.
You
actually.
Hit your head with your head on the top of
head? No, I hit my head against, I think, I don't know, a wall or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know, Gia, but.
Explains a few things, I guess.
It does. Yeah. Yeah. It certainly does.
Did you get a better, more sparkly personality out of that? Any of that?
It was more like, I think I came out of it more like pre-amnesia Esme.
Okay. Yeah. Oh. I did look up amnesia a little bit, just, you know, WebMD kind of stuff. And and it would appear that soap opera amnesia is really its own kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there's memory loss that happens for various reasons.
Like trauma-related stuff.
Trauma-related or medical, so trauma, like emotional trauma or whatever.
Yeah.
Or medical bonking on the head, that kind of actual...
medical. Wait a minute. Is that what we were talking about? The medical bonking as a cure?
Yeah.
Or some sort of a personality management device?
Yeah, personality management, but people don't like wipe out completely who they are and get a whole new personality generally, you know?
Uh-huh.
So it's not like a reset button or anything.
Uh-huh.
The amnesia.
Right.
So I don't think we can really look to it as a way to help make positive changes in society.
That's too bad. That's disappointing.
That reminded me suddenly of that movie that the, what was it, Sunshine, the something Sunshine?
Eternal.
Eternal. Yeah. Yeah, that one. Speaking of wiping your memories clean.
You don't need to be bonked. You just need to get old.
Just get old. Yeah. But that, I think that movie put a very dark, sad spin on it, even though it was meant to be a helpful thing. So,
yeah.
So, that reminds... We probably should not explore it as an option, I guess.
I guess not. I guess you're right. Maybe yeah. just hypothetically.
Just carry on like we are.
Yeah.
Miserable as that is.
Yeah. You know, I was reminded of, I was driving today and a Fleetwood Mac song came on the radio. And I thought, like, Stevie Nicks, that, like, she kind of reminds me of Laura. Like, if you had to associate Laura with some type of music,
yeah,
or
there's
something,
a,
I would,
yeah,
I would go with Stevie Nicks, maybe.
That sort of a little bit of that bohemian
yeah.
skirt swirling kind of a...
Right.
Yeah. I could see that. A little Earth Mother-y a little bit.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always felt like if I were going to be one of the Fleetwood Mac women, I would be Christine McVie.
Yeah, I could see that too. Yeah.
I would want to be Stevie Nicks, but I would be Christine McVie.
I think I would be more like Mick Fleetwood. I'd like to be Lindsay Buckingham.
I was going to say, Lindsay Buckingham is very interesting, but I don't know if either of us could pull that off. But
No.
Okay. Well, that's a good one. We haven't done any of our like music association.
Music related. Right.
Yeah. A long time.
Yeah. But I was also, when I was in this like reverie thinking about Laura and how much we like Laura, I think one of the things I like about her is that she pretty much carries every experience she's had. You know what I mean? Like she hasn't like compartmentalized and like blocked out like any of the really dark times, like just conveniently forgetting about things, you know.
Well, she probably did it. Yeah, at some point though. I mean, she spent time as just a mop in a.
I know, just a box of hair.
In a mental institution for some time, so she had a lot to overcome. But yeah, she's woven all the bad in with
exactly,
the good.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's made her stronger.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that people maybe, I don't know if this is true in real life, but at least in soap opera worlds, I think they kind of conveniently let those parts of themselves, you know, go if they're inconvenient, you know, to what they're trying to accomplish.
Okay, all right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll buy that. I'm trying to, like, I'm thinking of the Nina character right now, and all her bad experiences in life, and has she let go of inconvenient things or woven it into her character? I think all her bad things are still way too much on the surface and not
right. Yeah,
her.
There's not enough kind of perspective, maybe.
There hasn't been any healing or stepping back from. Although she, I don't know, I thought she's done a good job the past few days though.
She's
still
trying.
Like a raw open wound, but she's trying to like rein herself in a little
bit.
Yeah,
she's trying to tamp it down, if you know, as much as she's capable of, you know.
Right.
You know.
And keep a little distance, you know. She knows she's not supposed to be in their faces.
It's killing her though.
Every fiber of her being wants to be right up in their faces, but and I like the way Sonny's kind of going, being the go between.
Yeah, I liked that he didn't. He was very nice to Carly. You know, there was no like edge to what he was saying or anything. He was just like there as a parent, just like her. You know.
Yeah, I think he's winning.
He is winning.
We're gonna say that's winning. You know, coming out of this.
Yeah, hopefully. I don't know what the future holds for young Willow.
Yeah, young Willow, who couldn't be a lovelier dying person, really.
She really was like, that's the role she was meant to play.
It really was. She's radiant there. So pale. It's like a Juliet, Romeo and Juliet kind of a face, like the perfect clear, pale face. And
You almost wonder like if they cast her knowing they were going to kill her.
They were going to have the death scene.
You know?
Well, I think there'll be a Hail Mary, you know.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
At the very end.
And it should be an interesting, right, match, whoever this person turns out to be.
Scotty, I think that would be fun.
If he was, like, actually her
Scotty
dad.
Was somehow, how would that work? I don't know why Liesl suddenly all hopped up on the idea. Like, what does she think?
Yeah.
What makes her think she'll be the savior here?
I don't know that Liesl.
I mean, they should all go get tested, really.
Definitely. Anybody. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
We should get tested.
Maybe we can help Willow. That would be
like, imagine, I've got a couple listener. Old bats on the line now. They want to donate their bone marrow.
Our listeners would be like, uh-oh. Uh-oh. Just slowly, like, tiptoe away from the computer.
Is this I've seen other things where people have had to donate bone marrow or something, and then mm-hmm. suddenly they had to do it without anesthesia or something. Is this like that super painful procedure when they
where you get like go into your tap spine?
Yeah.
I think do they go into your your leg, your thigh bone, maybe that's ooh, where that's there's a lot of bad marrow. Too. I know. I think it probably does ache. Yeah. So maybe we won't do it.
Maybe not. But the anesthesia, now that's like
maybe you could just go in for that part, yeah. And then change your mind.
I can't remember what I watched a while back where somebody was donating. I don't know, it was just some medical drama, but they, for whatever reason, they weren't allowed to have the anesthesia, and they did the whole procedure, you know.
Yeah
turkey, and it was very rough. So
yeah, I wonder if that ever really happens in real life, or if that's a,
let's hope not. Maybe back in the day. Kinds of shit happened back in the day. Like when you think all about kinds. Lopping off limbs back in the Civil War and stuff, where they're just stacking up, like all that happening with kind of before they knew about washing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wonder anybody's alive today after that kind of.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Stuff. Yeah.
And look at us.
Yeah. You know, we haven't talked about bar shampoo at all.
Speaking of hygiene.
Yeah, that's what made me think about soap. I used mine today. My hair is fluffy and beautiful.
Yeah, I'm still enjoying my Kiss My Face shampoo/conditioner in a bar.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if it would last 3 months, though. But do you
Yeah.
Well, that's what yours says it will do, right? It'll last 3 months. I don't know if mine makes that sort of claim, but I find that I forget it's just supposed to be shampoo, and then I start using it as regular soap.
Well, there's your problem. In so
I gotta switch bars, I guess, huh?
Yeah, do you not have another bar of soap right there?
I have plenty of options, Gia. Let's
they
not
do,
make
they
this
smell nice. So
yeah,
be all right. I mean, soap really, ultimately, when you get down to it, it's like, oh, we're like, oh my god, you use that? And it's like, well, it's all soap.
Right. I know. But it is interesting to me that this one does seem to condition more than the first one I tried. It's definitely better.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I don't know how they figured that out, but you know, obviously there are some smart people in this bar shampoo.
Good
game.
Minds working on it. Yeah. Good minds.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would like to, and I should probably research this.
Okay.
What were the containers before? Like, I'd like to see pictures. Like, did the
glass bottles, you think?
Were there glass bottles in your
must have been at some point. Or people just went from smelly to plastic bottles. I don't know.
Also, why, like, so I was using plastic shampoo bottles, but at some point drinking my tab and stuff out of glass bottles. Like, why did that industry take longer to start using plastic bottles? The cola industry.
So this, you have five questions, and this is going to be one of them.
What?
I'm just thinking maybe we should start limiting the number of questions
that I can ask. Okay. I think in my life, I've only got five more questions, and I'm blowing them on packaging.
That's an interesting idea. Well, I think about that sometimes too. There must be having to do with like storage and transportation and stuff, and what makes sense or what's like, you know. But
I mean,
yeah,
it's safer to use glass stuff in the kitchen, but they all right. Uh-huh. Well, maybe we've answered our own questions, but we can
maybe
go on.
Not.
We can go on with. I wonder what kind of shampoo Willow uses because her hair is beautiful and shiny. But
Yeah.
as far as like, I know you're always interested in the whole acting from the hospital bed thing.
Yes,
Like,
I was thinking
she's
like having to
winning at that.
cry. Yeah, crying like when you're sort of prone and she can't like flip over or anything, right? She's got to
No.
be like on her back, and
I
that's
like how she was pounding, kind of pounding with her hand.
I was feeling for her in that moment.
Yeah, and I liked how strong she seemed, and like firmly kind of sent everybody away so she could have her own
Yeah,
little cry.
because that would suck having everybody just sort of staring at you, like,
Yeah,
huh?
yeah.
What do you think? She's got like 18 days?
Yeah, she seemed
20.
very mature to me. So you go, Willow. And she always has seemed like a strong character. Like when back, I liked when she, was fighting with Nina back in the day when Charlotte was being a bully. She stood her ground. So she's probably like 75 pounds soaking wet, but she's got serious backbone.
Yeah, she's fierce.
But I don't think they're going to kill her off. But I didn't really think they were going to kill Nicholas off either. So what do I know?
And maybe they're both gonna be fine.
Maybe. Do you want Nicholas to be fine, or do you want Nicholas to
Well,
be gone? What would your preference be?
I don't know. I think I'd want him to stay. He seems like he's one of those sort of characters that should always be around, right?
Yeah,
Like
who's
that's
going to
a
live at Windermere if he's
I can't imagine Ava living
Just
there.
Ava being the
Like that
city
place is
center, like
definitely
whatever.
haunted. I mean, there's a lot of shit that's gone down there, you know. And having like catacombs that like empty out into the mansion or whatever, you know. Who wants that? I don't know.
Although Nicholas was gone for what, like 3 years or something before they brought back the previous Nicholas. So I guess we didn't miss Windermere too much then. We're
Maybe
very malleable. I mean, let's admit
We are. We
that
are.
whatever they serve up, we're just going to take it and we'll
We
get
will
used to
take
it.
it.
And
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there's really nothing they could do, I think, that would make us stop watching. Is there?
well, I mean, within the context of what soap operas do, I mean, like if we were talking about animal cruelty or something, like we
Oh
obviously would.
well, that you might say that that is what's going on at the Quartermain
Right, with
stables
that poor
with that
pony,
poor
that
white
poor
horse,
sad horse that's,
having to listen to Cody go on and on.
we haven't seen that kind of stuff in a while, quite a
Yeah,
while.
that's been kind of nice, hasn't it?
What kind of music do you think Cody makes the pony listen to? Like, what kind of, because he's like living right there with the horses, so he's probably blasting like Nickelback or
I was
something.
just gonna say
Or do you see him more as like an Avett Brothers fan?
Oh yeah, or the Mumford and Sons or something, you
Yeah,
know.
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, could be. Yeah.
See that kind of.
Yeah. And speaking of douchebags, we had a little bit of
Very nice.
Drew at the Savoy. And once again, like he's blocking Elizabeth, right? Do you remember that when she was like she looked at the
Oh, she
party and
wanted, she looked in and looked like she was going to leave. And then,
and he
I
kind
had to
of
remind myself, like, now, did they sleep together? Do they have children together? I was like, wait, hang on. And I was like, no, that's Sam. Okay.
This like does he even know Elizabeth well enough to
I know. I really couldn't place like their relationship at all.
I don't think even like I'm thinking about the old Drew now. I don't remember seeing him and Elizabeth really putting their heads together ever.
Well, wait.
What?
Didn't they have an affair or
Oh,
something?
was that Drew? When she thought he was, or thought he was
Yeah, back
Jason, or
when he was,
convinced him he was Jason?
or something like that. Yeah, they did have an affair.
Okay, all right.
Oh, we got to take it all back. He does have the right to interact with her, I guess.
All right, I guess he can interact with her, but does he have the right to like block the exit?
Do they have a child together? Okay, let's go through them. Not Cam.
not Cam.
And then she's one boy is Jason's.
And then one's Lucky's. Yep. Okay, so no, none withdrew.
Okay. All right.
We should do that periodically. Just,
just a little check in with
straight.
Whose kids are whose here? But yeah, they did. They did have an affair or something, a relationship.
Yeah, yeah. That was that was another one of Elizabeth's little times when she was sort of, you know, bending the rules.
Being naughty, Elizabeth,
and kind of telling herself she was doing it for like good reasons. Or
what was it? She found out who he really was and didn't tell anyone or something like that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They thought he was Jason, or they thought he was not Jason.
I don't remember.
They thought he was a John Doe, but she knew he was Jason.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Although he really wasn't Jason. So. Oh my God. Make your head spin.
But anyway, I still thought it was like, I don't know, it was still jarring to me that, you know, he's like, doesn't pay any attention to what's going on. He just blocks her. Like, that's his knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just poised to only see bad things in him. So
I know, but we'll probably both come around on him.
Probably. Do you love him already, Gia?
No, I really don't. But I'm being honest.
I know this has happened with every other character.
Every other character we eventually come around on him, and
yeah,
like I mean, remember how much like shit we gave the Nicholas character?
And yeah, now we're
like,
then we loved him.
You know, my God.
Loved him.
You know, we're being all pathetic, and
I know. Oh boy.
I do hope that actor lands on his feet and has some other stuff.
Yeah, I'll have to keep an eye on him.
Yeah, coming on. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll just show up on another soap, you know, and then we might have to watch another soap.
Well, I think only he's got a few. Some comic possibilities. So
yeah.
See him on a sitcom kind of role or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, have we covered everything? Poor Willow.
I thought it was kind of interesting that how they just like removed Stella from the equation. Like she's sick, so she's just not going to confront.
In the Porsche. Yeah. Well, will she stay away though, or will she be like home just being like, I got to get over there?
And just like show up in the back of this church.
Yeah. Like graduate.
Possibly. Well, we also one more thing, which isn't, I guess, it was kind of interesting at the time, like when Laura was acting like she was grieving over the loss of Anna with the deputy mayor that she knows.
Victor's
Eileen. Plant. Yeah. So
yeah, that was a good I like the little haunting of her, and it's worked so well already.
Like, do you think it really would work
like,
well?
Wow, that was like a goal, like score, like blew it out of the water. I would think she'd be a slightly more savvy.
I would think I wanted it to be like a much more subtle, like first little.
Yeah, like dip like into a little the more like, you know, gaslighting kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, yeah, right. Not steady. Something that's just so clearly like
boo,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was a little disappointed in Felicia for not being a little more sophisticated.
Yeah.
With the haunting,
well,
you know?
maybe it wasn't her. Way to go about it or something, but she is the brains of the whole thing. But I did like that they decided to not go for Victor and to go for this other angle.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's a good idea.
So
we'll see what happens to poor Eileen.
Poor lady. Oh well,
he threw in with the wrong guy.
Yeah, that's right. That's what happens. That's what happens, Gia. It's a lesson for all of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm so sorry. I'm so sober. It's making me tired.
Yeah. In case you were tuning in tonight to see if Gia is drunk, she's not.
She's not. She's doing a... She missed... third person. She missed dry January because there was too much going on.
Yeah, that's a tough month. tough
It is
month.
a tough month. I mean, I like the idea of the dry January. I was like, oh, that's a fun idea. But I had a lot of time with family members and stuff, and you know, that's not good for being sober. That's just not a great approach. But I realized, like, I was like, well, I could do February. And then I was like, well, how about you just start today? This was a couple days ago, and count out a month and then do it that way. And that's what I'm doing. So, it's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
You have to kind of feign hilarity at some point. And that's, you know, like, you have to become overly exuberant at silly stuff and be like, wow, this is much easier when there's a lot of vodka on board, you know.
Yeah, sure.
But it's all right. It's good. It's good for you to straighten up and fly right every now and then.
Yeah, well, we support you, Gia, in this effort.
Thank you.
Sure.
But you know, if there's some anesthesia, that's not really drinking. So.
Oh yeah, maybe you should just go in for another colonoscopy.
Elective surgery or something a little all right, okay. And on that note, I guess we've talked about all the important stuff.
Back to colonoscopy.
We're circling the drain
as a way of having fun.
Anyway, thanks for listening. If you did,
thank you. And we'll see if Nicholas is in that closet.
We'll cross our fingers that Nicholas is maybe just stunned.
Maybe, and he's maybe thrown over, what's his name, Mason's shoulder or something.
Yeah, Mason's going to use him somehow. Yeah.
Ugh, that sounded naughty the way you said it. I don't like that.
I didn't mean it that way, but... Okay.
We'll
end on that sinister note.
Okay. All right, Gia. Okay. Well, you have a good night.
You too. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.